请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻到以弗所书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to the second chapter of Book of Ephesians.
我们从第一节稍微选一些经，从第一节开始，我们选一些经文来看。
Starting from verse 1, we will choose several of the verses to read.
弟兄姊妹们听我念就够了。
Brothers and sisters, please listen to me.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
We will read the Bible up to here.
本来我想越过第二章。
Originally, I would like to bypass second chapter.
但是后来还是觉得里边有一些我们必须要求主给我们看得更清楚的。
But later, I feel there's something here that we will pray for the Lord to let us see.
所以还是在第二章的里边有些话要交出。
So we would like to fellowship in chapter 2.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们看到神借着保罗的祷告在那里宣告他的旨意的内容的时候。
As we see, God has proclaimed through Paul's prayer that the content of his will.
那就带给我们一个很大的困惑。
It has bring us a big confusion.
我们不认识自己，我们就觉得神这个宣告是我们所该得的。
We don't know ourselves, so we feel the proclaim of God is what we are supposed to receive.
但是我们若是真的是认识自己的话，
But if we truly know ourselves,
那我们就觉得这里头有一件事情是我们没有办法能领会的过来的。
Then we feel there's something here that we cannot understand.
神要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
God is to make the experience of Christ to become our experience.
怎么可能？
How can that happen?
怎么可以发生呢？
How could it happen?
我们是谁呢？
Who are we?
基督又是谁呢？
And who is Christ?
这个距离是那样的大，那样的无法插座。
There is such a great and unsearchable distance.
我们怎么能给带到基督的经历里呢？
How can we be entered into the experience of Christ?
神好像知道我们里面的一些困惑。
And God seems to understand the confusion in us.
是他不等我们在那里发问，他就是先说了。
So even before we ask him, he speaks to us.
是接上第二章你就看到神在那里说了。
So here in chapter 2, you see God says,
说出我们过去是怎样的。
He says that how we were like before.
我们是死在罪恶过犯的当中。
We were dead in sins and transgressions.
我们是可怒之子。
We were the son of wrath.
我们行事为人完全是与神相悖的。
And we walk according to disobedience.
我们所顺服的权柄是空中的掌权者。
The power, the authority that we obey was the prince of the air.
他在我们身上的一切的调度，我们一点办法都没有可以去拒绝。
All of his work on us, we could not even go against him.
像我们这样的。
Someone like us.
神开始做工。
God started to work on us.
在什么时候开始做工呢？
When did he start to work?
在我们还死在罪恶过犯当中的时候。
When we were still dead in sins and transgressions.
神就做工。
God started to work.
在这里提到三件事情，让我们不能不加以留意的。
Here mentions about three things that we could not but pay attention to.
头一件事是他叫我们，我们死在罪恶过犯当中的时候，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
The first thing is that when we were dead in sins and transgressions, he has quickened us together with Christ.
然后接上去又说，他又叫我们与基督一同复活。
And later he says that he let us resurrect together with Christ.
这继续就在那里说，他又叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
And later he says he made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这里我们的神的圣灵给我们解开了神在我们身上做了三件事。
Here the Holy Spirit of God revealed to us God has done three things on us.
头一件事是叫我们与基督一同活过来。
The first thing is that he quickened us together with Christ.
第二件事是叫我们与基督一同复活。
The second thing is that he raised us together with Christ.
第三件事是叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
The third thing is he made us sit in heavenly places.
我首先让弟兄姊妹们要留意的一个事实乃是。
The first fact that I would like brothers and sisters to pay attention is.
我们非常非常的容易把神在我们身上已经做了的事情看作在遥远的将来才发生在我们的身上。
It is very easy that we just see what God has already done on us to see what will to take it as if it will happen in the future.
如果弟兄姊妹们你仔细一点的读神的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you read God's words clearly,
尤其是你读英文的圣经。
Especially if you read the English version.
那里是把那个时间的表达是比较中文准确一点。
There is more clearly expressed about time better than Chinese.
因为中文的表达在时间上没有那么严格。
Because in Chinese, it did not express time to strictly.
我们只能从上下文来区别那个时间性。
We can only distinguish the time according to the content.
但是在一些文字，其中包括圣经，他们在时间的表达上是比较严谨。
But for some language, including the Bible, that
including the English,
that in the expression of the time, they are more strict.
你一看，你知道是发生在什么时候。
So as you read it, you know what happened, when it happened.
是过去呢，是现在呢，还是将来呢？
Is it in the past, present, or future?
一点不含糊。
It's not in confusion.
但在这段话的里头，如果从我们中文圣经上面来看，我们就不太容易掌握那个时间。
But if we read in Chinese Bible, we cannot really tell about time.
他又叫我们活过来。
And he let us raise them together.
什么时候叫我们活过来呢？
When did he let us be quickened?
他叫我们与基督一同复活。
And also he let us raise them together.
什么时候与基督一同复活呢？
When to be raised up with Christ?
叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
And made us sit together in heavenly places.
什么时候与基督一同坐在天上呢？
When to sit in heavenly places with Christ?
就是我们看基督的复活的这件基督再来的这件事的心思。
And also about the mind as we look at how Christ come back.
我们非常容易就把这三件事情都摆在主再来的时候发生的。
It is very easily that we put those three things at the time that when he comes back.
因为只有主来了我们才会活，主来了我们才能复活，但主来了我们才能给带到天上。
When he comes back, we can be quickened, then we can be raised, and also bring us into heavenly places.
但是这里所提给我们看到的不是将来的事。
But here what it mentions is not what happens in the future.
感谢主，就像第一章里面你看到的，神把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们，是同一个类型。
Thank Lord, it's just like in chapter 1 you see that He has blessed us with all the with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly.
神已经叫我们在基督里活过来。
God has already quickened us in Christ.
神也已经叫我们与基督一同复活了。
God has also already raised us together with Christ.
当然，神也已经叫我们与基督一同升到天上。
And of course, God has also made us ascend on high together with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，你就会说，这怎么可能呢？
Brothers and sisters, you would say, how could it be?
我们现在明明是坐在这个，到现在还是叫科尼的聚会啊。牛莫的聚会的那个会所里。
Now actually we are sitting here in the building of Newark.
我们怎么坐在天上呢？
How could it say that we are sitting in heavenly places?
这怎么可能呢？
How could it be?
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
在我们的心思也没有转过来的时候。
Even before our minds being turned.
他已经说了。
He has already said,
你已经和他一同坐在天上。
You are already sitting in the heavens.
当然，我们能与主一同坐在天上，必须先是从死里复活了。
Of course, if we are able to sit together in heavenly places with Lord,
那所以这里所提到三件事情，都是已经过去神做了的事。
So all those three things were already what God has already done.
但是我们是感觉有难处。
But we feel there's difficulty.
但是感谢主。
But thank Lord.
主现在是说，他怎么在我们身上做了一些的工作，把我们带进第一章里头他所宣告的那个事实里。
Now it's the work that what Lord has already done us to bring us into the fact that He has proclaimed in chapter 1.
是，他说你们从前死在罪恶过犯当中。
So He said that you were dead in sins and transgressions.
我们死在罪恶过犯中是从前的事。
It was.Past that we were dead in sins and transgressions,
而不再是今天的事。
Not what happens today.
更不是明天的事。
And not in the future.
是从前的事。
It's in the past.
那他叫我们活过来。
He quickened us.
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
他怎么叫我们活过来呢？
How could He quicken us?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你细细去留意的时候。
If you truly pay attention.
第一个叫我们活过来。
The first thing that quickened us.
那是指着我们的得救。
Is regards to our salvation.
啊，我们原来是死在罪恶过犯的当中。
We were dead in sins and transgressions.
如今他叫我们脱离那个死在罪恶过犯当中的那个光景。
Now He has made us being delivered out of the condition of being dead in sins and transgressions.
怎么可能脱离那一个死和罪和死的光景呢？
How could we be delivered?
只有得救的这一个途径。
It's only through the way of salvation.
我们感谢主。
We thank Lord.
我们都得救了。
We are all saved.
所以我们是与主一同活过来了。
So we are all being quickened with the Lord. 而
不是等到哪一个时间我们才能与主活过来。
Not until that time in the future that we are quickened with Him.
比如说你留意我们姊，如果你懂英文，你留意我们姊妹所说的那个是怎么回事。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand English,Please pay attention to what our sister said.
那个活过来乃是醒过来。
This quicken, awaken.
苏醒过来。
To be awake.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，我们原来是死在罪恶过犯中。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention that we were dead in sins and transgressions.
但是如今神让我们已经醒过来了。
But now God let us be quickened, awake.
不再在那个罪和死的过犯当中哦。
No longer in the sins and transgressions.
我们得救了。
We are saved.
感谢主。
Thank Lord.
这对我们来说是历史。
This is past history for us.
不再是一个遥远的日子里面的事实。
No longer something in the far future.
是已经发生在我们身上的事。
It has already happened on us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那然后主又说道。
Then Lord once again,
他是与我们一同复活。
He also raised them together with us.
应该说准确一点，是我们与他一同复活。
clearly speaking, should be we are raising to him.
那主什么时候复活呢？
When did Lord risen?
不是等到主来的时候才复活。
Not when he comes back, he's raised.
如果等到主来的时候才复活，我们就没有得救的指望了。
If we have to wait until he comes back and be raised, then we don't have the hope of being saved.
连得救的路都没有了。
We don't even have the way of salvation.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
我们不单是有得救的路。
Not only we have the way of salvation.
我们并且已经得救了。
And we are already saved.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为我们的主老早就复活了。
Because our Lord has already raised us.
但是主给我们看到一个事实。
But Lord, let us see a reality.
在他复活的时候。
As he is raised.
我们也与他一同复活了。
Together we are raised with him.
又是借在我们的身上又是一个困扰。
So we have another difficulty.
你说在主复活的时候地上还没有我这个人。
When Lord was raised,On earth, I'm not born yet.
如果在地上没有我这个人，当然我也就没有死。
If I wasn't on earth before, then of course I wasn't dead.
我没有死的话，我就不能复活。
If I wasn't dead, I could not be raised.
那这个事情怎么会发生呢？
How could it happen?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
的确在我们这个物质的那个观念的里面来看呢，我们的确没有办法能领会这个事实。
Truly, in our flesh world, we cannot understand this reality.
除非我们是活在与主同在一个时刻的时候在地上。
Unless that if we were living together with the Lord as He was on earth.
但是我们不是这样。
But it's not that way.
我们是主死了又活了1900多年以后，我才有我们这些人。
We come on earth after the Lord dead and risen after about 1900 years later.
我们怎么可能与他一同复活呢？
How can we raise together with him?
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
你要留意。
Pay attention.
这个就是神救恩的奥秘。
This is the mystery of his salvation.
虽然地上没有我们这个人。
Although we were not on earth.
但是在神救恩的预备的里头却是有我们这个人。
But in the preparation of his salvation, there was us.
在神的眼中他已经老早看见我们这些人有到了一个时刻我们是进到基督里。
In God's eyes, he has already foreseen that up to a point of time, we will be entering into Christ.
所以他是在基督里头看我们。
So he has seen us through Christ.
他看见我们的时候，他看见他复活的儿子。
As he sees us, he actually sees his resurrected
son. 我们是在他儿子的里面。
We are in his son.
我们始终是活的。
Our Lord is living.
在他里面的不可能是死的。
There's nothing dead in him.
这就是我们属灵的光景。
That's our spiritual condition.
虽然地上没有我们这个人。
Although we were not on earth.
在神的观察的里边。
But according to God's
observation. 神老早就看见我们是与基督一同复活。
God has already seen us risen together with the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹在我们具体的那个经历上面呢？
How about our own experience?
也不是不能领会的。
It's also not hard to understand.
因为说当你看到
Brothers and sisters,
上面是说他就叫你与基督一同活过来呢，乃是说了我们的醒过来啊，得救啊。
Here says that together he has quickened us together with Christ. That's we are awake and also saved.
现在又说叫我们与基督一同复活，那是同一件事吗？
And is it the same thing as he says he has risen us together with Christ?
如果是同一件事的事情的话，那神为什么要这样说重复的话呢？
If it's the same thing, then why do God repeat repetitively say this?
并且又说的那么的接近呢？
But say it so closely.
我们是在留意一下的时候，我们就看到了。
As we pay attention, then we will see.
那个是苏醒。
That one is quickened.
这个是活。
The other one is raising.
苏醒是一刻的事。
To be awake quicker is just one moment.
活是一个长久的时段。
To live is a long period of time.
现在弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Now brothers and sisters,
你看到神在我们身上那个拯救。
You see the salvation of God.
不是单单给我们一个资格，不再死在罪恶过犯当中。
Not has just given us a right not to be dead in sins and transgressions.
他也让基督做我们的生命，叫我们在那里操练，凭借着基督的生命来生活。
He also gives us the life of Christ so that we can exercise that we live by the life of Christ.
这就是与基督一同复活。
That is together raising up with
Christ. 基督复活的生命在我们身上带着我们去生活。
It's the resurrected life of Christ on us to guide us how to live.
让我们去活出基督复活的生命来。
So we live out the resurrected life of Christ.
那这个是什么时候的事呢？
When did it happen?
是已经发生了，并且是在继续进行中的。
It already happened and it's continually happening.
从那个事实来说，是已经发生的。
From the reality already happened.
从那个果效的完成来说，是在进行中的。
From the result, the fruit is actually continuing to happen.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
是神是这样在我们身上做工。
God is working like this on us.
这并不是我们说我们的生命在长大。
So brothers and sisters, we say that our life is growing.
在我们蒙恩得救了以后。
After we are saved.
我们里面就有了一些个需要，有了一些个催促。
We have some need and also some hastening.
Yeah. 我们就有了一些的那个需要。
So we have the need.
我们需要认识主更多。
We need to know the Lord even more.
我们需要爱主。
We need to love the Lord.
我们需要学习跟随主的脚踪。
We need to learn how to follow His steps.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters,
在我们的经历上面
in our experience,
这不是别人能逼着我们去做的
this is not something someone else will push us to do
也不是别人领着我们去做的
not other people lead us to do
任凭哪一个人来跟我说你信了主你应该这样你应该那样
no matter who ever just come to me to say that I believe unto the Lord you should do this and that
如果你里面没有那个催促或者有那个需要
if you do not have this hastening in you and also the need in you
谁来催逼你都不发生果效
it cannot work at all no matter who pushes you
因为我们的在神面前所经历过来的事情在那里印证一个事
all of the things we experienced before God has testify one thing.
我们要爱主是很自然的。
It is very natural.
因为在我们里面有一个这样的带领。
Because in us there's a guidance.
我们愿意更多的认识主，也不是别人强迫我们要这样做的。
And it is also not by force that we would like to know our Lord even more.
是我们里面有一个饥渴，我们就是要这样的去追求更深的认识主。
It's that we have a hunger and thirst inside us that we would like to pursue to know our Lord more.
我们愿意在那里服侍神的旨意，也不是别人勉强我们来有动作的。
And we would like to serve His will. It's also not by other people's force.
这一切都不是别人能强迫我们的。
It is all not someone else can force us to do.
我们不是看见教会里头有很多弟兄姊妹们，你怎么推他都不动吗？
Don't we see there are many brothers and sisters that no matter how much you push them, they don't move.
不管你怎么推，他只是主日来做一做，他就觉得他完成了他所该做的。
No matter how much you push them, as he just comes here on Sunday to sit, he just feels he already finished what he should do.
但是你又看到很多弟兄姊妹们，他们是在主的面前的追求爱主，服侍弟兄姊妹们很殷勤。
But you also see many brothers and sisters, they are pursuing and also serving before the Lord. It's very earnest.
他们不要自己这些事情为他们的重担。
They also do not take those things as their burden.
他们越服侍越寻求越喜乐。
The more they serve, the more they pursue, they are more joyful.
这个就是什么回事？
Brothers and sisters, what's this?
就是神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
This is because God has let us be quickened together with Christ.
就像保罗在加拉太书上所说的。
Like Paul said in Galatians.
现在活着不再是我。
No longer me who lives.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
并且我现在活着，是因着神儿子的信实而活。
And now I live by the faith of God's Son Christ.
因为神的儿子是怎么给我们宣告，他是怎么的在我们里面来做我们的引领。
How did Son's God proclaiming us? Then how will He lead us?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
但是你一碰到我们与主一同坐在天上呢？
But how about we are sit together with him in heavenly places?
弟兄姊妹们，这个我们就更有困扰了。
Then this we are even in more difficulty.
正是如刚才说，我们明明是坐在 Newark 聚会的会所里。
We mentioned that we are sitting in the Newark Fellowship building.
我们怎么可能是坐在天上呢？
How can we sit in heavenly places?
如果我们是坐在天上，
if we are sitting in heavenly
places, 那我们就不必修理隔壁插上来的那个天花板了。
Then we no longer have to fix the roof that just cracked.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
不管我们眼见的困惑有多少。
No matter how much difficulty that our
eyes see. 他是很清楚地告诉我们。
He clearly tells us.
我们是与他一同坐在天上。
We are sitting in heavenly places together with him.
这又是什么叫做与主一同坐在天上呢？
Why is it called to sit in heavenly places together with
the Lord? 那我举简单一个例子。
I'll give a very simple example.
几个礼拜以前。
In past few weeks.
我常常又要说的我记不起来。Louisiana 跟 Texas 所发生的事情。
What happened in Louisiana and Texas?
你没有碰上。
You did not experience.
因为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为你不住在哪里，也当然也不坐在哪里。
Because you don't live there, of course you don't sit there.
你是坐在 Newark。
You sit in Newark.
你是住在那个 New Jersey.
You live in New Jersey.
那所以那当那边发生问题的时候，你这里非常的安全。
So when the problem happened there, you're very safe here.
你没有受到那些个困扰。
You were not being disturbed by that.
那当然，弟兄姊妹，我们很同情他们的困扰。
Brothers and sisters, of course we have sympathy toward them.
但是就是我们自己本身的经历来说呢。
But according to our own experience.
那所有的困扰，管它是有多大有多厉害。
No matter how much trouble that, how great that trouble is.
没有发生在我们身上。
It did not happen on us.
为什么发生在他们身上，不发生在你身上呢？
Why does it happen on them, not happen on you?
你比他们强吗？
Is it because you are better than
them? 你比他们尊贵吗？
Are you more honorable than them?
你比他们有本领吗？
Are you better, more skilled?
所以那些事情发生的时候，他那些事情就碰不到你吗？
So when all those things happen, it did not touch you?
一点都不是这样。
Not like that.
如果那些事情发生在 New Jersey,
if all those things happen in New Jersey,
你就逃不了。
Then you cannot escape.
那这样弟兄姊妹你就懂了。
Then now brothers and
sisters, 为什么现在你逃了呢？
Why is it now you're able to escape?
因为你不在Louisiana.
Because you are not in Louisiana.
你不在 Texas.
You are not in Texas.
所以那里发生什么事情都没有直接的发生在你的身上。
So no matter what happened there, it did not happen on you directly.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了这一点。
Brothers and sisters,
你就看到了。
Then you see.
我们与基督一同复活，又一同坐在天上。
We are being together raised with him and also sit in heavenly places with him.
那也就是说，
That means,
当我们的主升天的时候，
as our Lord is raised to heaven,
他坐在神的右边的时候，
as he sits on the right hand side
of God, 我们这些人也给他带到天上，也坐在神的右边。
We are also being brought with him in heaven and also sit on the right hand side of God.
虽然在我们的理智界方面来说，这个事情不可能发生。
Although in our logical thinking, this could not happen.
但是神说这个事情已经发生了。
But God says this has already happened.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么知道这个事情已经发生呢？
Brothers and sisters, how do we know it happened already?
我想弟兄姊妹就是要回想我们在主里的经历。
Brothers and sisters, I think we should also think about our experience in the Lord.
我姑且说一点的例子。
I will give a little example.
当然一个例子不能包括完整。
Of course, one example cannot.
但是你可以从一种的例子里面，你看到那个原则。
But through this example, you can see the principle.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有信主以前。
Brothers and sisters,
有许多人是背着重担来过日子的。
A lot of people bear burdens to live.
那这个重担呢，没有人能给你 减轻一点的。
There's no one could lift up any little piece of this burden.
愁为苦脸就是愁为苦脸。
You feel bitter face all day.
啊，就是你碰到很喜乐的环境，别人在那里哈哈大笑，你只能微微一笑就停止了。
Even when you were in this happy environment, when others were all laughing, you could probably just smile a little bit and stop.
啊，为什么呢？
Why was it?
因为我们背着重担。
Because we have heavy burden.
啊，罪的重担。
The burden of sin.
生活的重担。
Burden of life.
人与人中间所制造的难处所加上来的重担。
All of the problems between man with
各种各样的重担都压在我们的心头上。
And all of those heavy burdens have bear on us.
家弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很稀奇的一个事。
Amazing.
当你得救了以后。
After you're saved.
你的环境没有改变。
Your environment did not change.
但是你觉得那些重担好像虽然不至于完没有，但是你觉得轻多了。
But you feel those burdens, although they are not all gone, but you feel much lighter.
慢慢的，你觉得那些重担也没有什么大不了的事情了。
Slowly, you feel those heavy burdens are no longer too important.
你从前不知道什么叫做喜乐。
Before you didn't know what is joy.
你从前也没有尝过什么叫做安息。
You have never tasted what is rest.
但是当你信了主以后。
But after you believe in the Lord, being saved,
哦，那个喜乐慢慢在你里面就滋生出来了。
The joy has grown in you.
啊，你也觉得稀奇。
And you feel amazed.
别人当然更觉得稀奇了。
And other people even feel more amazed.
比方我拿杨宗汉弟兄来说啊，我不知道他的过去啊，但是我知道他的名字。
For example, I take Brother Roger Young. Oh, I don't know about his past.
如果他从前是刚才我说的那些人。
If he's like someone I mentioned before,
你难得看见他笑一笑。
It's hard to see him smile.
弟兄姊妹，你看到现在杨弟兄的时候，常常就是挂着笑脸的。
And now when you see Brother Yang, he's always smiling.
如果他里面没有喜乐，你要他外面挂着笑脸，那就叫他腐蚀了。
If he doesn't have the joy inside, for him to smile outside is so hard.
也要他必须要花一点力气来维持。他脸上那个肌肉是一定要往上去抬的。
It has to take him some effort to make sure all the muscles on his face is kind of making a smile face.
不然的话，那个是没有办法带出那个笑笑的。
Otherwise, it cannot bring out a smile.
你能笑的话，那就是说你里面根本整个人是很安息的。
If you are able to smile, then you know that your whole person is being rested.
我想我们的弟兄姊妹们在这些日子里面来，也学了不少的实际的功课。
I think our brothers and sisters, throughout all those days, you've learned a lot of lessons.
有孩子的们，孩子们家的一些困扰。
Those who have children, you might have the trouble from children.
在一个天天在那里听见那个 lay off 的风声的那个日子里边，你没有办法不担一个重担。
In the days you hear about lay off every day, that it's so hard you don't bear the burden.
要是在没有主的日子，你就觉得这些日子怎么过？
If the days are without Lord, then you could feel how can I live without the Lord?How can I live through those days?
但是感谢神。
But thank Lord.
虽然你真实的乐在那一个给 lay off 的光景里边。
Even though you truly got laid off in that situation.
我不说你感觉上没有一点的反应。
I'm not saying that you don't have any feelings.
但是你不会觉得担不起。
But you won't feel that you cannot bear.
你没有落到一个好像没有前途的光景。
You won't feel that you come to a condition you don't have any hope.
也许那种情绪只是把我们压一压，马上我们在的头又抬起来了。
Maybe that kind of feeling will suppress us, but very soon our head lifts up again.
JR 在那边猛点头。
JR keeps nodding his head.
我想弟兄姊妹们你都知道他了。
I think brothers and sisters should all know him.
我前一两年来，我还听说他有一个绰号。
In the past one or two years I came, I heard he has a nickname.
就是第二号了。
It's number two.
那个意思就是说，明明有一个机会来了，两个人选一个，他就是第二个。
That means that if there's an opportunity to choose between the two, and he's always.
当然，我不知道他真实的光景。
Of course, I don't know his true condition.
但是这是事实，我们的弟兄是很长一段时间没有工作。
But it was a fact that our brother had a long time for not having work.
你问他怎么过来的，那是你要去问他了，我就不能替他回答了。
Then you have to ask him how has he gone through. I cannot.
我不敢说他已经生命成熟到不背一点点的重担。
I don't dare to say that his life is so mature to the point he doesn't.
但是我敢说一件事情，他没有给重担压死。
But I do dare to say that he's not being pressed to death by the burden.
还能在重担里边和弟兄姊妹们嘻嘻哈哈。
And he can still in the burden still laugh with brothers and sisters.
你说这个是他的性格。
You say that that's his personality.
但是你真正的认识他的话，你就知道这个性格是不是他原来有的。
But if you truly know him, then you would know that this is not his original.
没有一个人会有这样的性格的。
No one will have this kind of personality.
但感谢神。
But thank God.
当我们与主一同坐在天上的时候
，As we are together sitting in heaven with the Lord, then you see one thing.
我们是活在一个属天的境界里。
We are living in the condition that heaven.
我们是站立在一个属天的地位上。
We are standing in the heavenly position.
虽然我们这个人还是活在地上。
Although we are still living on earth.
但是属地的事情不能再摸到我们的深处。
But those of earth can no longer touch the depths of our heart.
属地的事情不能叫我们抬不起头来。
Things of earth no longer can let us cannot lift up our heads.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上，在实际的那个生活里头去经历到怎么把基督的经历做在我们的身上。
This is how God let us experience that, how He put the experience of Christ to work on us through the reality of experience.
当我们这就是只说这一句话。
If we just say this,
神要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
God has to make the experience of Christ to become ours.
我们就以为这个是好大的一件事情。
Then we think it's something so great.
这个事情绝对不是在现在，在我们身上可能有的。
And we think that it's impossible to happen on us now.
总的要我们在神面前追求到一个很成熟的地步，那一个时候我们才会有的。
It will happen to us until the point that we pursue when we become maturity.
但弟兄姊妹，你回顾我们所走过的路程。
But as you look back to the way we walk,
你就看见了。
You see.
原来那个与基督一同坐在天上这个事实，天天在我们生活里头兑现了。
Actually, the reality that we are sitting in heavenly places with Christ is happening every day in our life.
我们也实实在在是在与主一同坐在天上来过我们许多过了我们许多的日子。
And we truly live our many days as it's the, as we are sitting together in heavenly places with the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此我们就看到神的话在那里给我们一个总结。
Therefore, we see God has a conclusion.
当神这样做工在我们身上的时候
，As God works like this on us,
当神是在明明的、暗暗的在那里领着我们活在与基督一同的这个光景里的时候
，As God leads us in hidden places that we can be, we are able to sit in heavenly places together with Christ.
那慢慢你就看到了。
Then slowly you will see.
不管是哪一方面来留意这一个
，No matter from which aspect,
全是恩典做成的
，It's all by grace.
许多的时候
，Many times,
我们读到你们蒙得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We read that you are saved by grace through faith.
这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It's not of ourselves, but by the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And not of works, but least that someone.
我们就把它圈在。我们在得救这一点上，神是这样的恩待我们。
We only limited that God's grace to us is through salvation.
的确，我们经历神的恩典，这个是头一点，在这个圈圈里。
It's true that it's the first thing that we experience God's grace.
那弟兄姊妹，你要看到这一个圈圈。
But brothers and sisters, you see the circle.
不单是发生在我们得救的时候。
Not just happen at the moment we are saved.
并且那个是一个神做工的原则。
That's the principle of God's work.
在神在我们身上继续做工的时候，仍然是这样做。
It's the same way as God continues to work on us.
所以你看到等待话的接触是接触在一个什么事情上，什么事实上面呢？
So you see how it's a conclude in the fact that
就接触在我们原是他的工作。
It's conclude in that we are his workmanship.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
我要叫我们行善。
Unto good works.
就是神要我们行的
which God has before ordained that.
弟兄姊妹你看到了
brothers and sisters
神这样在我们身上做工
God has worked like this on
earth 他要把我们带到一个终点
He is to bring us to a point
那一个终点是什么呢
What is the goal
乃是把神所要行的做成出来
is to complete what God would like to do
那神要做的是什么呢
What is God's work?
我们又回到第一章了。
Then we go back to chapter 1.
头一样就是叫神的荣耀在我们这首先在基督里的人的身上得着荣耀。
It's that God gains glory through those who first have hope.
跟着要带出的结果就是要叫万有都在基督里一同归于一。
And later it will bring the result of that all things are gathered together in one in Christ Jesus.
这就是神所要做的事。
That is the work God will do.
这就是神眼中所要你显明出来的唯一的善事。
That is the only good work that God will manifest.
弟兄姊妹看到没有
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等荣耀的一件事
How glorious this is.
那当神在那里说出他要做什么
As God says that what he will do.
那现在他又在我们向我们说出他怎么来做
And he tells us how is he going to do it.
他慢慢的一点一滴的在那里做
By little pieces he's working on it.
把我们这些原来在亚当里的人
For us who were in Adam.
完全的扭转了过来
Totally turned around.
啊，像底下接上去就所说的。
And like it says in the following.
那底下怎么说呢
？What does it say?
底下是说到我们，特别是我们这些外邦人。
Especially mentions about us Gentiles.
原来是在神的祝约上是局外人。
We were not partakers of his covenant.
在神的应许上也是为无份无关的。
And we also were not partakers and
had nothing to do with his covenant. 结果是死在罪恶过犯的当中。
And we were dead in sins and transgressions.
但是借助基督的十字架。
But through the cross of Christ.
把我们这一切都撤掉。
He has abolished all those things.
把我们带回他自己的面前。
And bring us back to himself.
他在我们身上就按照他的定义来做工。
He worked on us according to his own will.
做工到一个什么的地步呢
？Until he works to what point?
做工到一个地步。
To the point that.
叫我们成了家里的人。
We become the house of God.
叫我们与圣徒同国。
We become the fellow citizens with the saints.
更重要的一件事情。
And more importantly.
他把我们建造。成为神自己的居所
And we are being built into the habitation of God.
让神在我们身上得着安息
So God can find rest on us.
感觉到温暖
Find the warmth.
因为我们是他的居所
For we are his habitation.
居所就好像给我们看到是一个屋子
The habitation let us see the house.
说清楚说清楚
Clearly speaking,
这个居所乃是带出神的家。
This habitation brings out the house of God.
因为底下那里就说到清很清楚。
Because here clearly said,
你们靠着耶稣为房角石的隔房，靠着联络的河西，就渐渐的成为主的殿。
As having Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all buildings fitly firm together grows unto the holy temple of the Lord.
你们也与他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are built together to be an habitation of God through the Spirit.
现在我们要留意了。
Now we should pay attention.
我们成了神居住的所在。
We become the habitation of God.
那神要不要住在一个屋子里呢
？And does God would like to live in a house？
像我们每个人要住在一个屋子里。
We are all living a house.
你不若是不是住在一个屋子里，那你就是流浪汉了。
If you don't live in a house, then you're homeless.
一个流浪汉就不能安息的了。
A homeless person cannot find rest.
那就不没办法喜乐和满足的了。
You cannot find joy and satisfaction.
更谈不到生活上有温暖的供应和爱的扶持了。
Not even about the provision of life and love.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
主在这里说。
God says here.
他做工做工。
He's working.
做到一个地步。
To a point.
我们被建造成为他借着圣灵居住的所在。
We are being built together to the point that.He is the habitation of God through the Spirit.
这个所在不是一个屋子。
This habitation is not just a house.
这个屋子，这个所在不是屋子是什么呢？
So if it's not a house, what is it?
乃是一个家。
It's a home.
我们成了神的家。
We become God's home.
神居住在这一个地方。
God lives in this place.
他感觉满意。
He feels satisfied.
他感到安息。
He has rested.
因为在这里我们看得更准确一点，神要借着圣灵安家在我们这一个这些人的身上。
Because God will make a home on us through the Spirit.
准确的说就是说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵安家在其中的。
More clearly speaking, in whom you also build together for a home of God through the Spirit.
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
这是神在我们身上做成他所要做的那一个过程。
This is the process that God will complete His work on us.
我又要回到那个老问题上。
Then I will go back to the same
question. 当我们看到神是怎样做工在我们身上的时候，
As we see how God works on us,
我们没有办法不接受一个事实。
We cannot but accept one fact.
必须要承认。
We must admit.
神所要做的只有神自己才能做成。
What God would like to do only Himself.
没有一个人能代替神是做成神所要做的。
There's no one can replace God to complete.
你叫神安家在我们中间，你能做成这个事吗？
Are you able to make God make a home among us?
你要让神在我们中间是没有一点感觉受捆绑的感觉。
To make God not feeling any bondage among us.
我们能做得到吗？
Are we able to do that?
我没有办法做得到。
We cannot do that.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看见。
Brothers and sisters clearly see.
人家说
People said,
教会的弟兄姊妹们都是一群不正常的人。
All the brothers and sisters in church are very abnormal.
那这个话听起来好像很不礼貌，也很不尊重。
It seems very impolite and also not respectful.
但是如果神把我们放在他的光里，
But if God put us in His light,
我们没有办法不承认这个事实。
But we cannot but admit this is the reality. Why is it?
因为在人的眼中的正常人是什么呢？
Because what is the normal man in man's eyes?
那是为自己的利益拼老命的。
That is to strive so hard for his own benefit. Profit.
当我们真的是活在教会的实际里的时候，
If we are truly living in the reality of church,
你就看到站立有一群人，他们不为自己的利益在那里做任何的争取。
Then you see that there's this group of people not striving for their own profit.
相反的，他们把自己所有的倒出来，让别人去享用。
On the other hand, they pour out what they have to let for other people to enjoy.
你说这个光景不是不正常是什么？
Don't you see that this is abnormal condition?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这人怎么看是人的事。
It is no matter how man sees.
当神的儿女们，神的教会能给带到这样的一个地步。
If God's children and God's church is able to be brought,
神就安息在其中。
Then God finds rest in it.
神就觉得这个是他的家了。
God finds this as His home.
因为他能满足了。
Because He finds satisfaction.
他能自由的在那里调度了。
He can freely work among them.
他能找到一群与他同心的人来做成他所要做的。
He can find those in one heart together with him to complete.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是何等何等宝贝的一个启示。
How precious revelation this is.
我们读以弗所书的时候，
as we read the book of Ephesians,
如果你光是从字面上面去读，你已经觉得是这个是很高的一个属灵的品格。
If you just read from words, then you see this is a very high spiritual character.
但是我们不能停留在属灵的品格这个点的微光的里头。
But we cannot just stay in this little light of the spiritual character.
我们必须进到神心思里边的那一个焦点。
We have to enter into the focal point of the mind of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他心里面有要做成一件事情，
Because in his heart he would like to do one
thing. 他要叫万有都在基督里同归于一，
He would let everything gather in one in Christ.
他成全这一件事情，他必须先要得到一批人。
In order to fulfill this, he has to gain a group of people.
这一批人是和他同一个心思的，
This group of people have the same mind with him.
同一个感情，
same feeling with him,
同一个感觉的，
and same emotion with him,
也同一个性格的，
and same character.
我们感谢我们的神，
we thank our Lord.
这是神在我们身上做工的那个过程，
this is the process that God works on us.
我们还要感谢主的，
and we thank him even more.
因为神要做成这一个工作，
because God would like to finish this work.
不是偶然的，
it's not coincidence.
我们说神的那个永远的计划，或者神永远的旨意，
The eternal will of God.
这个事情是神老早就做好的，
This has been already done.
正如第一章所说，在创世以前就把我们拣选过来的，
Like in chapter 1 mentions, even before the foundation of the world.
也像我们弟兄刚才所听我们唱的诗歌，神在创世以前就做了这样的安排的，
Like the hymn that our brother led us to sing thatGod has already planned this before the foundation of the world.
所以你接下去第三章的时候，你就看见这个了。
So in chapter 3, you will see this.
神在第二章里边把他如何把我们整个的转过来的过程来说明的时候，
As God explains how he turns us totally around in the process,
他也在那里来宣告一件事。
He also proclaimed one thing.
这个事情不是偶然发生的。
This thing did not just happen coincidentally.
这个事情是神在创世以前定规的。
God has already predestinated.
神定规了就把它作为一个秘密藏起来。
As God has ordained, then he has made a mystery to be hidden.
你说为什么神要把它藏起来呢？
Then you say, why would God like to hide it?
神不乐意藏起来。
God is not pleasing God.
但神没有办法不藏起来。
But God cannot but hide it.
因为那个时候神如果要这样说的话，没有人能听得进去。
Because back then, if God says this, nobody
could. 也没有人能领会神说的是什么。
And nobody could understand what God said.
这就引出一个问题来了。
So this brings out a question.
好多人问一个问题。
There are many people asking a question.
反正神叫人蒙恩德就是本乎恩。
Since God's salvation for man is by grace.
那为什么他要把旧约这一段的历史加进来？
Then why would he add the history of the Old Testament?
如果神不把旧约的历史那一段加进来，
If God does not add the history of the Old Testament,
人得救的那个可能和那个机会不是老早就来了吗？
Then wouldn't be even quicker for the possibility and the chance for man to be saved.
那主的国度也不是很更早的就要在地上建立了。
Then wouldn't the kingdom of the Lord be more established?
神把一切的混乱都澄清而带回当初的那一个光景里，不是很早就完成了吗？
Wouldn't that be much earlier that God could bring all the confusion being restored back to the original?
的确，弟兄姊妹们。
Truly, brothers and sisters,
当你真的是好好的把神的话来读通的话，
If you truly read thoroughly of God's word,
你会发觉一件事，
You will find one thing.
如果没有人的堕落，
Without the fallen of man,
圣经只有四章就够了，
It only requires four chapters of the Bible.
创世纪第一章第二章，
The first and second chapter of Genesis,
启示录21-22，
The book of Revelation, chapter 21-22.
那就完满了。
And that's it.
但是事实上，我们手上的圣经就不能只有这四章。
But in fact, the Bible in your hands cannot just have those four chapters.
你厚厚的一本。
It's a very thick book.
那整本的圣经。
It's the whole Bible.
都是在那里说着一件事。
It only talks about one thing.
就是神起初要做的。
It's what God originally.
如何给带到完成的地步。
How it to be completed.To bring to a fulfillment.
那就是说刚才所说的四章的圣经的当中的那个部分整个都是过程
So in between of the four chapters we mentioned they're all the process
如果没有这些过程的话那事情多简单
If there's no such process wouldn't this be so easy?
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
我们当然是可以这样想
Of course we can think this.
但是神知道我们根本没有这种条件。
But God knows we do not have this condition.
因为在创世纪第三章人堕落了以后。
Because in the chapter 3 of Genesis,
人根本就不认识自己。
Man does not know ourselves.
人以为自己是万能的。
Man thinks ourselves as so capable.
因为是给撒旦欺骗了。
Being deceived by Satan.
因为你吃的日子眼睛就明亮。
Because the day you eat your eyes are light.
你就和谁一样。
Then you're the same of God.
既然我们是与神一样
If we are same as God,
那还管神什么呢
Then why should we care about God?
所以弟兄姊妹你看吧
So brothers, sisters,
在那个过程的里头
In the process
没有条件神向人说话
There's no such qualification that God can speak to us
你留意一下以色列人出埃及的历史
When you think about the history of how
在西乃山上
come out of Egypt,
神传律法给他们
In Mount Sinai, God gives the law.
你看看当时以色列人在神面前怎么回应神
How did the Israelites respond to God?
哦、oh, 那真的是祭祀高大就说的不太对、
If they are so
proud
proud, it might not really fully describe it.
你要是说他们有一个雄心大志，就好像和他们实际的光景不相调和。
If you say they are very ambitious, maybe it's not right with their condition.
但是你的确看见他们在神面前的反应。
But you truly see their reaction before God.
神说，如果你们是在听从我的话，遵守我的约，我就使你们。成为祭司的国度，为圣别的国民。
God said that if you truly listen to my words and keep my commandments, I will make you become the kingdom of priests and the holy nation.
那神说，他们就说，神啊，
可以。We can do it.
你说吧。
Just say it.
神再跟他们说。
Then God once again.
我把律法传给你们。
I will give you the law.
你们要好好的遵行。
Keep them.
他们当时的回应是什么
What was their response then?
我不知道他们当时有没有拍拍身心口
I didn't know if they just beat their breast
但是你听见他们口中的话
But if you listen to their words
凡耶和华所吩咐我们的
Whatever Jehovah commands
我们都必遵行
We will do
一个凡
Everything
一个必
Must
不只单说一次
Not just once, they said.
也不只是两次
Not only twice.
也许记录上是有两次
Maybe it recorded twice.
但是神没有显明传律法的事实以前 他们心里面满了的都是这个心思
But even before God proclaimed his law, actually their hearts were full of this kind of mind.
神你说吧
God, you just say it.
你怎么说都行
No matter what you
你怎么说我们就怎么听我们就怎么行
We just listen and we can do them
事实上并不这样
But the fact was not that
当神真的在西乃山降临的时候
When God truly descended on
他们发抖了
They trembled
但是他们还死要连
But they still want to keep their faith
他们就跑到来看摩西
So they came to Moses
摩西我们愿意听神我们要听神的话
Moses we want to listen to God
但是不要神直接跟我们说
But not let God speak to us
你让神跟你说
Let God speak to you
然后你再对我们说
Then you can speak to us
凡耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行
For everything God commands we will listen
弟兄姊妹们连神的面都不敢见你还要说是遵行神的话
Brothers and sisters, they don't even dare to see God's face, not mention about keeping His commandments. Brothers and sisters,
神为什么要把律法传下来?
Why would God proclaim the law?
为什么把律法的那一段时间延长了差不多2000年?
Why would God give this the period of law to extend to the period of
2000 years?
There's one obvious reason.
显露人的本相,
to reveal the true condition of man.
让人真的是对自己有一点的认识。
So man will have some knowledge of the self.
看见人凭着自己没有路走。
To see that by man themselves, there's no way out.
看见神如果没有真正的得着神, 人的前途就是一个死亡。
If God does not truly accept man, then the man's
到了这样的一个光景,
then the man's future is dead.
神就差他儿子来。
Then God sent His Son.
要来成就这个救赎的恩典。
To complete this grace of salvation.
当神的儿子到地上来的时候,
as the Son of God comes,
你看神的儿子在地上所接受的是什么?
You see what the Son of God has received on earth.
是兴高采烈的欢迎, 还是怎么一回事?
Is it a truly joyful welcome or what happened?
结果是钉在十字架上。
But being crucified on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的本相。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition of men. Men do not know themselves.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
神忍耐,
God has long suffering.
神在那里做工。
He's continuing working
and working. 但是在神那里做工的时候,
but as He's working,
他老早就定上了一个恩典的事实。
He also has already ordained the truth of grace.
但是神把它先隐藏下来。
But God has first hidden it.
神不说。
God did not say it.
但是神又不是不说。
But not that God does not say.
我有些时候感觉神非常的忍耐。
Sometimes I feel God such has a long suffering.
他不说就不说。
He did not say it.
但是我又看着好像神忍耐的很辛苦。
On the other hand, I see that it was very tiring for God. 偶尔就透露一点口风。 So sometimes He would tell us a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters,
在伊甸园的时候, 神就说了,
in the Garden of Eden, God said,
皮子给衣服, 做衣服给你们穿,
He made a clothes out of the skin,
女人的后裔要翻蛇的头,
and the descendant of the woman will cross the head of the serpent. What happened?
没有人知道神这样说什么意思。
Nobody knows that. What does it mean for God to say this and do this?
等到以后,
and later on,
神又把律法传，我跳过许多的来说了，挪亚的洪水不说了，那个巴比塔变乱口音的事不说了，连亚伯拉罕蒙召的事情都不说了。
I would jump through many things. I won't mention about the power of Babel and also the flooding of the Noah.
就说到神把律法传给以色列人了。
I will mention about how God given the law to Israelites.
神为什么这样做呢？
Why did God do this?
神目的乃是要把人带回神的面光的底下。
The purpose of God is to bring man back to His face.
等到先知出来的时候,
as prophets come out,
神几乎忍不住了。
That God almost could not resist.
所以以赛亚在那里就轻轻又说了一点。
So Isaiah say something.
必有童女生子。
There will be a virgin bearing the son.
人要给他叫以马内利。
People will call him Emmanuel.
又说有一子赐给我们。
And also a son will be given to us.
他的名字叫奇妙，叫车子是永在的父，和平的君。 政权要担在他的肩头上。
And His name will be the Wonderful Counsel, the Father of Peace, and the authority will be given to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到神轻轻透露一点，但是人听起来也不知道神在那里说什么。
Brothers and sisters, you see that God slowly tells us something, but men still don't know what He's talking about.
你能留意到神的心里说，哎呀，巴不得你们这些人能快快的能听到我的，听明我的话。
You can feel that God in His heart says that, I really hope that you can truly hear my voice.
但是人不能。
But men cannot.
神只好忍耐。
So God,
所以说神忍耐的好辛苦。
So I say that it is truly long suffering for Him.
等到有一天。
So until one day,
神又 给在在给先知弥迦说说，让先知弥迦听到一点点。
God let prophet Micah to hear a little bit.
说到君王要在那伯利恒啊，你在犹大的诸城中不是最小的，因为将来要有君王从你那里出来。
Bethlehem, you are not the least among the Judah.
The king come out
in, because the king will come out from you. Brothers and sisters, you see that God, little by little, God's revealing to us.
一直等到我们的主来到的时候，神，我们的神还是说，看啊，神的羔羊背负世人的罪孽的，还没有说清楚。
Until our Lord comes, then God says, Behold, the Lamb of God bears all the sins of the world. But God still did not say clearly.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
终景的一天，他向人说出来了。
Finally, one day that he says,
当我们的主完成那个救赎的恩典。
When our Lord has completed the
salvation of grace. 人在神的那光中认识了自己了。
Man in God's light truly know ourselves.
转过来寻求神了。
Turn back to speak.
虽然不是全体，只是一个部分。
So although not everyone, just part of them.
但神心里面感觉有点舒畅。
But God feels better in his heart.
他就把这个秘密打开了。
He has revealed this mystery.
那是第三章开始保罗所说的。
That's what Paul says in the beginning of chapter 3.
我写给你们的信，你们就知道，神把创世以前的那个奥秘向我打开。
Through the letter I write to you, you know that God has revealed to me the mystery of Him before the foundation of the world.
不单是向我打开，
Not only open up to
me, 也向众先知打开，
But open up to all the
saints, 也向众圣徒打开，
And to all the saints.
什么秘密呢？
What's the mystery?
这里又提到三个一同了。
He also mentions
about 但这个三个一同是站在外邦人的立场上面来说的。
But this three together is in the standing in the position of Gentiles.
这三个是什么？三个一同是什么呢？
What are those three together?
同为后世。
Being the fellow heirs.
同为一体。
Being one body.
同盟应许。
And being the partakers of
the promise. 弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters,
这三个一同是根据第二章里面所说，我们这些外邦人原来是与神无份无关。
This three oneness is according that our as Gentiles had no part with God.
现在神就说可以了。
Now God says it is okay.
都有关了。
It's all have relationship.
但是这一个安排，
but this arrangement
不是现在才做的。
Not just happening now.
是在创世以前就做好了。
It's already been done before foundation.
不是封闭起来，
it is been closed up.
隐藏起来，
been hidden.
当了现在合宜的时间，
as now is the time.
身上众人打开了。
God opened everything to us.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Send a praise
to the Lord. 弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等严肃的一件事情。
How serious this is.
神在创世以前就为着教会这一个事实在哪里做了各种各样的安排。
Even before the foundation of the world, God has already made
也忍耐的在那里等待。
And also through long suffering.
也把他自己独生的儿子交出来作为完成的代价。
And given up his only beloved son become the price of this completion.
所以就引出一个很明显又严肃的事实来。
So it brings out the fact which is very obvious and serious. God has done all those.
乃是为要叫教会成为使天上执政掌权的，现在就明白神百般的智慧。
Is God who would like to through church so that all the principalities and powers in heavenly places now would know all the manifold wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到天上执政掌权的乃是第六章所说的撒旦和那个整个堕落的属灵的使者们。
Brothers and sisters, you see the principalities and power in heavenly places is what chapter 6 mentioned, the Satan and the fallen angels.
神做了这许许多多的事。
God has done so much work.
你晓得在当中撒旦的那个顶撞和对抗是非常非常厉害的。
You know the rebellion and also the against from Satan.
那么后的圣经当中的那个大部分就是撒旦抵挡神的那一个记录。
Then all, this much of the is are the record of the Bible. That's how Satan were against God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神照着他的旨意做工。
God works according to His will.
做到一个地步。
Until a point.
他的永远的计划完成。
His eternal purpose is being completed.
就显明一个事实出来。
To reveal reality.
叫撒旦和抵挡神的那个属灵的集团，在神面前哑口无言。
So it closed up the mouth of the Satan and also the group which are against God, so that their mouth are closed before God.
伏在神的权柄的底下。
To be under the authority of God.
虽然他们不一定心里佩服。
Maybe in their heart they are not.
但事实上，他们不能不服神的权柄。
But they cannot but be under the authority.
所以给扔到火湖里。
So they are being turned into the lake of fire.
让神起初的创造的那个荣耀与华美恢复到没有给破坏以前的那个光景。
So the original glory and beauty of God's creation is being able to restore this.Before the fallen and distraction.
那就是我们读启示录的时候，你读到新天新地和新耶路撒冷的那个光景。
That is the condition as we read the book of Revelation of the new heaven and new earth.
那个时候就是万有都在基督里同归于一。
That's the time when everything is gathered together in one Christ.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
以弗所书给我们看见神永远的旨意。
Book of Ephesians let us see the eternal will of God.
也看见神如何去成就他永远的旨意。
And see how God fulfilled His eternal will.
感谢主。
Thank Lord.
主说话说到这里。
As Lord
said, 给我们更明确地看到了他所要做的。
It shows us more clearly what he would do.
但是神的话还没有说完。
But God's words does not.
神从一个大的范围说了一下，慢慢就越细的把他要做的都向我们说出来。
Starting from a big boundary and slowly in detail, God slowly reveals to what he would do to us.
我就说过了，没有办法在这几次的聚会里头。很完整的来去领会神所安排的。
I have already mentioned that it is hard throughout those meetings that we can truly understand God's arrangement.
但是要是我们能抓到神启示录以弗所书的那个心意来寻找进去的话。
But if we can take the God's mind that through the revelation of Book of Ephesians,
我们都能看见。
Then we can all see
神那完全的旨意的成就。
The completion of God's will to be fulfilled.
如何借着我们今天称为教会的这一个属灵的团体去完成。
How can it be completed through us, the spiritual group, the church?
这是我们常常说出我们重视。教会的成长的原因。
This is why the reason that we emphasize on the growth of church.
因为神要得着一个教会。
Because God will gain a church.
作为基督的身体来发表神的永远的旨意和成全也神永远的旨意。
To become the body of Christ, to express His eternal will and to fulfill His eternal will.
我们今天晚上就交通到这。
Tonight we will finish our fellowship up to here.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，巴不得你的灵在我们里面，把那启示的事实显得更清楚、更透亮。
Lord, we truly hope that your spirit in us will reveal the fact of your revelation to be more enlightened.
主啊，我们不得不承认，人没有办法把你心意发表的明确。
Lord, we have to confess that as people cannot reveal your will very clearly.
但是你自己能把你心里的意念叫我们都能明白过来。
But yourself can also enlighten our understanding through your will.
求我们的主在我们所交通的话停下来的时候。
Pray that as we stop the fellowship of your word.
你继续向我们说话。
You continue to speak to us.
借着圣灵把你的话以你的心思说到我们的里头。
Through the Holy Spirit, speak to us your mind and your word.
在我们的深处让我们受光照。
So we are being enlightened in the depth of our heart.
好叫我们这些人都完全的向你那一边来靠近。
So we can draw toward you, all of us.
照着你心里所等候的，我们来跟上你的脚步。
According to what you are waiting for, we can catch up with you.
主，我们不敢高看我们自己。
Lord, we don't dare to look too high on ourselves.
但是我们也不敢小看我们自己。
And we also don't dare to despise ourselves.
因为你需要我们。
Because you need us.
你得着我们，你就能可以自由地做成你所要做的。
If you gain us, then you can freely finish what you would like to do.
求我们的主，让我们众人都在你的光中行合宜的事。
Pray that in your light that we're able to do what's worthy.
就是你心里所喜悦的事。
The work that's delight in your heart.
主帮助我们这样活在你给我们的年日里。
Lord, help us to live like this in the days you've given us.
让你的旨意成就在地上，如同成就在天上。
So your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
荣耀要归给你。
Glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.